This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian officials said a Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
Olivia Zelina from Reuters. Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are expected to restart in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That is according to two Egyptian officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The talks would mark the first time both Israeli officials and Hamas leaders joined the indirect negotiations since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan earlier this week. In recent days, Hamas gave mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting, and Israel is sending negotiators to Qatar for the new talks. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court on Saturday sentenced 12 people to prison terms for more than 4 years to nearly 7 years in a high-profile rioting case linked to the storming of the city legislature during a pro-democracy protest in 2019. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The Legislative Council break-in on July 1, 2019, saw protesters smashing windows, streaming inside the building in public anger over an extradition bill that would have allowed authorities to send people to mainland China for trial. It was a pivotal moment in the months of civil unrest in the city, which marked the boldest uprising against the Chinese Communist Party since the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests in Beijing. In sentencing, District Judge Lei Ziho described the incident as a serious blow to the city's rule of law. He sentenced actor Gregory Wong, who was earlier found guilty of rioting, to 6 years and 2 months in prison.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. Vaughan Gething won the Welsh Labour Party leadership contest and is set to become the first black leader of Wales' semi-autonomous government. Gething, who is currently Welsh Economy Minister, beat Education Minister Jeremy Miles in a race to replace First Minister Mark Drakeford. Gething needs to be confirmed next week by the Welsh Parliament, the Senate, where Labour is the largest party. He is the son of Welsh father and Zambian mother and will be the first black leader of a government in the UK. Wales is one of four countries that make up the United Kingdom, along with England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the West's condemnation of forced Russian elections in occupied areas of Ukraine.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections, certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
India has announced its six-week-long general elections will start on April 19th, with most surveys predicting victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party. Voting in the world's largest democracy will stretch over seven phases, with different states voting at different times, and results will be announced on June 4th. Modi is seeking a third term and faces little challenge, as the main opposition alliance of over two dozen regional parties, led by the Indian National Congress Party, appears to be cracking, driven by rivalries, political defections, and ideological clashes. I'm Alexis Strope.